Welcome to Texaco Town. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor, that well-known dancer, Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Hooper. Still dancing?
Yes, sir. Since I made a hit as a dancer last Sunday on the program, I created a new dance called the Republican Democratic Swing. Look, la da da da, la ba ba do.
Eddie, you're having trouble with your knees.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Republican Democratic Swing. They keep knocking each other.
Well, I suppose you think you've got the other dancers worried.
Well, Jimmy, that's their lookout. If there are other dancers who can't do my sensational taps, then it's no... Oh, come in.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, what are you doing here?
Eddie, you know why I'm here. Please, you've got to stop, do you hear me? You're taking the food out of my children's mouths. My husband will lose his job. Eddie, for my sake, please don't do it anymore.
All right, I'll quit. I give you my word.
Thanks so much. Bless you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who's that, Eddie?
Mrs. Fred Astaire. They're worried. I don't know. You know, Jimmy... Honestly, maybe I'd better give up dancing, don't you think?
Well, you should. To me, dancing is the lowest form of art for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Only a sissy would take up dancing.
Yeah, only... I'll get it. Hello?
A man dancing.
Yes? Yeah, you can't? All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye. It was for you, Jimmy.
For me?
Yeah, Eleanor Powell says she can't give you a dancing lesson until Friday. Only a sissy would take up dancing. Yeah.
Well, you understand, don't you? It's one of those...
Yeah, Jimmy, why don't you admit it? You're not fooling anybody.
All right, Eddie, I'll confess. I am taking lessons, but it's not my fault.
No?
Jack Renard made me go with him.
Jack Renard? Don't tell me that blimp is taking dancing lessons.
Yeah. Heel and toe went
one thing
brush
you can't
to
expect...
three. Heel and toe went brush to three. Heel and toe went brush
Wait
to
a minute.
Three. Heel and toe and brush.
Wait a minute, Renard, what are you doing?
I'm practicing my first lesson.
Yeah, what in the world ever made you take up dancing?
Well, every time I went to a dance, I was a wallpaper. I mean a wallflower.
Yeah, wallpaper was right. You're big enough to cover any wall.
Show him the first lesson, Jack.
Yeah, show it.
Heel and toe and brush to three.
Look at Jack, look at it. You've done it four times with the right leg. Try it once with the left leg.
The left leg?
Yeah, you know which is your left leg, don't you?
Sure, the fat one.
The fat one. I suppose the right leg is just a twig from a giant redwood.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, look, fellas, I'll give you instructions. Absolutely free. Follow me. Now, all together. Heel and toe and one, two, three. Heel and toe and brush, two, three. Heel and toe and
bump, two, three. Heel and toe and bump, two, three. Heel and toe and bump, two, three.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait, stop. It's not bump 2-3, it's brush 2-3. You're not dancing. You're moving around like a boat in a storm.
A boat. Swish, swish, slap, slap. Swish, swish, slap.
Wait a minute, stop. That was last week. You were a boat going across.
Well, this week I'm coming back.
Yep.
Swish, swish, slap.
I never saw such a clumsy ox in all my life. Now follow me, will you? Here
let me take it. Yeah. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes. Yes, I'll give him the message. Goodbye.
What is it, Jimmy?
The Chamber of Commerce wants you to cut out this dancing and start putting Texaco Town on the map.
Okay, I'll sing the mayor of Texaco Town. Jack, do your stuff.
Heel and toe and...
No. No, music! You know how I try to, I'd give my right eye to put Texaco Town on the map. Each week I keep singing, new verses I'm bringing, and writing this song is no snap. Though each verse may not be too bright, here is the first one tonight. Oh, at a Texaco station, two kids on vacation stood sobbing with tears falling down. I said, kids, who kicked you? They said, we're scared by that picture.
Who's
the mayor of Texaco Town? Once at a bridge party, a man's wife said, Smarty, you're playing this game like a clown. He thought he held wind cards, now he's wearing shin guards.
Ooh.
The mayor of Texaco Town. To make your selection in the next election, just watch how I put my vote down. Good sense I'm not lacking, there's one man I'm backing.
Ooh.
Roosevelt. Land, Lemke, Parker, the mayor of Texaco Town.
I think that song is all right.
Yep.
But that alone won't put Texaco Town on the map.
Well, Jimmy, what will do it?
Well, let me tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
What this program needs is a comedian.
Comedian?
Yeah.
What am I? What am I?
A heel, toe, and brush, 2, 3. A heel, toe,
stop
and...
it, Jack. Wallington. Wallington, I'll give you a chance to tell a joke, but it must be brand new.
Now, here's a joke that's never been told before.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I begin by saying, Eddie, my next door neighbor has a midget son.
Hey. Jimmy, that's the funniest thing I ever heard.
No, I'm not through yet.
Yeah, you're through, Jimmy. You're through.
Oh, listen, give me a chance, will you? I say to you, Eddie, my next door neighbor has a midget son.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, that's strange.
Well, what's so strange about having a midget son?
Can you do it?
Yep. Oh, so those are the jokes you're going to tell, huh? Jokes like that neighbor's midget son will take this town off the map.
All right, you think of something.
I've got a way to publicize Texaco Town, Jimmy. Take a letter.
Yes, Mayor. To whom?
To all the automobile owners everywhere.
Shoot.
In this town of Texaco, I'm the mayor, as you know, and there isn't too much time for me allotted.
Got it.
So I'm dropping you this line, because I know you're friends of mine, and you'll appreciate this letter when you spot it.
Got it.
When you buy your gasoline for your motor cars, I mean, and you know how their appetites need sating.
Waiting.
Cars with high compression motors owned by many sons and daughters. I've got 5, that is daughters. Heaven bless them.
Yes, sir.
You'll find they work much better if you'll only heed this letter and fill them up, the cars I mean, with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. From dirt and motor knocks you're free, then you'll enjoy your Sunday spree. Yours sincerely, Eddie C.
Eddie?
Yep.
Eddie, I'll grant you that's clever.
Yep.
But to be sure that everybody gets the point, let me add this. Without rhyme, but with plenty of reason.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
There's a reason why more tourists use Fire Chief than any other gasoline. A reason why leading bus companies such as Greyhound and many others to whom gasoline is an important item choose Fire Chief. It's the way it's made. Fire Chief is emergency-grade gasoline, originally developed for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. Yet, it sells everywhere at no extra price. Fire Chief puts lightning action in your engine, and that means quicker starting, smoother, more dependable power. And because you shift gears less often, you get more enjoyment with Fire Chief and save money.
Jimmy, that's fine, but there is still another reason. And I don't want to flatter you, but people are telling me that they like to buy at your station and other Texaco stations, too, because of the men that run them. They give such agreeable, friendly service.
That's nice of you to say that, Eddie.
Jimmy, that's not just free air. I really mean it. And from coast to coast, you Texaco dealers are all right.
Jack Renard's next selection is dedicated to the Young Men's Christian Association, who recently voted a certain gentleman you know as their favorite comedian.
Yes, Jimmy?
Eddie, I just got another call from the Chamber of Commerce. They want action.
Well, what can we do? You know, Jimmy, a town can become famous if they produce one great man.
Mm-hmm.
A man as big as Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, a man as great as Lindbergh.
Somebody paging me?
Pop your carpet! Yeah.
Boy, you can stop worrying.
Yep.
The minute when I'm elected president, I'm going to put this town on the map.
How?
I'm going to change the whole money system.
You're crazy. First you wanted to change the map, and now you want to change the money system?
Yeah, that's my new slogan. Park your carcass for a change.
Yep. What do you know? What do you know about money anyhow?
Plenty. I used to work in the mint.
You worked in the mint? What was your salary?
I paid them $50 a week. But it was worth it.
Yep. Yeah, all right, as long as you're changing the money, have you got any plans to stop the counterfeiters?
Sure, I'm going to make everybody who works in the mint cover up their shoes.
Cover up their shoes?
Yeah, so nobody could counterfeit.
Yep. God.
Besides, nobody could make money from the mint.
No?
Because I'm going to make all the workers there put up a $2 deposit.
Oh, if you make them put up a $2, they can't take a $2 deposit. Suppose a man steals $5,000.
Then he loses his deposit.
Yep.
And if he loses his deposit three times, he's fired.
Oh, that'll teach him a lesson. Oh, sure. By that time, he's only got half the money in the United States Treasury.
Yeah, but he could never get the other half.
Why not?
Because Europe has got it.
Yep. But, Parky, you still haven't told me how you're going to change the money system.
Well, first thing, instead of the bull on the nickel,
yep.
I'm going to put on a cow.
A cow? Why?
That's another way of milking the public.
Yep. Oh, I see. And are you going to change the paper money?
No, only the silver.
Yep.
I'm going to change the pictures on both sides of the quarters.
You mean you're going to remove the eagle and liberty?
Yeah, and in their place, I'm going to put there two pictures of Barney Google.
Wait a minute. You can't make a quarter with two Barney Googles?
Why not? You made $1 million with two Popeyes.
Yep.
That guy's no help.
No, but Jimmy, I've got something now that will really do good for our town. Bobby, come out here. Come out.
Hello, Daddy.
Look, son, you can be a big help to us tonight. I want you to sing the title song from the new picture you're making, Rainbow on the River. Will you do it?
I'd love to.
Ladies and gentlemen, with this song, we salute the city of New Orleans, the locale of Rainbow on the River.
There's a rainbow on the river. The skies are clearing. You'll soon be hearing a heavenly song all the day long. When there's a rainbow on the river, birds are mating. They're busy dating each other above, happy in love. Let you and I go sailing along the rippling stream, holding hands together.
Well, Bobby, now we're really getting someplace.
Say, wait a minute. I got a great idea, Eddie Copperhead.
Copperhead? Wait a minute. A copperhead is the worst kind of a poisonous snake.
I don't believe it. Go ahead and bite me.
Yep. Go away from me. Stop wasting my time, Parthiococcus. We have to find an idea that will send Texaco Town right to the pinnacle.
I'm sorry. I only play poker.
No. I said pinnacle. You're thinking of pinochle. Knuckle.
Who's Oldero?
Yep. Talk, you carters. We've got to do something tonight that is absolutely different.
Wait a minute, Eddie. Why don't you do a sketch like you did last week?
You mean like Dodsworth?
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair for you always to be the star.
Say, Jimmy Washing Board is right.
Yeah?
Everybody's got to have a fair chance to be the star.
Look, I don't want to be the star, boys. In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put all the parts in this hat, and everybody will pick a part.
Okay.
Let me go first.
Go ahead. All right, all the parts are written on little pieces of paper, see? And they're in the hat. Did you take one part, you carters?
Yeah.
Read the name of the part that you play.
6 and 7/8.
Yep. Put that back. That's the hat size.
I thought it was the name of the play.
Oh, come on, fellas. Cut out the kidding, will you? The Chamber of Commerce is listening.
All right, now let's start the sketch. I want everybody to pick a part out of the hat now.
All right, I got mine.
Here's mine.
I'm all set.
Well, I've got mine. Now, wait a minute. There's still one part left over. Come on, now.
Okay, Daddy, I'll take it.
Bobby, what are you doing here? I thought you went home.
I want to be in the sketch, too. I've got friends listening in.
You have friends listening in at this hour? Why, they're all asleep.
Simone goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
All right, you take this last part.
Okay.
Now, look. Nobody looks at their parts until the sketch begins. We're going to start. The scene opens in the house of Prince Dubonnet. The prince's grandmother is sitting before the fire knitting and talking to herself. All right. Whoever plays the grandmother, start the talk. Come on.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Yep. I dropped another stick.
Yep.
Say, Eddie Scranton, this is a sissy part. I don't want it.
Wait a minute. Park your carcass. Listen. You play the part that you picked out of the hat. Now start again.
All right.
Oh, stiddlefish. I drop another stitch. I wonder where this could be my little grandson, Oscar.
Oh, here I am, Grandma. Here I am.
Oh, Oscar, come here, my baby. Do you be daffy about your grandma?
Gee, Grandma, what a big dialect you got.
Meow, 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 meow.
What's that, Renard? What are you doing?
Well, I picked out the part of a cat.
Part of a cat? You look more like the part of a horse.
Oh, leave me alone.
Meow! Meow! Meow!
Listen, Oscar, my little succotash.
What is it, Grandma?
Put out the cat outside and give him some honey.
You mean milk, Grandma?
No, honey, you got to sweeten up that sour push.
Yep. All right, scat! Scat, scat, scat!
Meow, meow, meow!
What happened?
His tail got caught in the door. Look. Hey, Grandma, I'm hungry. Will you call the butler?
All right. Hey, butler.
Yeah. Begging your pardon, madam, did you ring?
Yes, Jeeves. Get the prince some grub.
Very well, madam. Shall I get him a bit of a crumpet?
Crumpet? He don't want music. He wants something to eat.
It's cold in here, Grandma. Why don't we have a fire?
Yes, Jeeves, make a fire. You hear me? Make a fire, Jeeves.
Fire, Jeeves, the best gasoline you can put in your car. Fill up your tank today.
Go ahead, Jeeves. You could borrow some wood from the next-door neighbors.
Yes, madam. By the way, did you notice that our next-door neighbor has a midget son?
Again with that joke? Get out of here, Jimmy. And bring back some food, will you?
Meow, meow, meow. I'm hungry, too.
All right, give him a hunk of salami, will you? Say, Grandma, where is Grandpa? I haven't seen him all day.
Well, here comes Grandpa now. Boy, don't you look old.
Oh, yes, look. It's Bobby Breen with a beard. Looks like Santa Claus, Grandpa.
Hello, my grandson. Oh,
what's the matter, Grandpa?
It's my rheumatism again.
That must be the neighbor's midget son.
Meow, 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 meow.
I never heard so much noise in all my life.
What is it?
Wait a minute, everybody. Wait a minute. Let's stop the whole sketch.
What happened, Eddie?
You know who is playing the cat, don't you?
Yes, Renard.
Well, the cat just had kittens. Look.
You've been writing Mayor Cantor for Dust Off That Old Piano, and here it is.
Susanna. Dust off that old piano. My hands are reaching for those keys. Our troubles will go winging the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that used to hang around. And when the neighbors hear me singing tenor, they'll forget about Cantor and Penner. Oh, Susanna, I let you sing soprano. Dust off that old piano tonight. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's the scale. Everybody ought to know how to play from do to do. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's the kind of melody gets a lot of sympathy. Accord in C is beautiful. I heard somebody say it. Accord in G is wonderful. According to the way you play it. Oh, Susanna, just on that old piano, my hands are reaching for those keys. It seemed like many, many ages since we last turned those pages of our favorite melody. Oh, look, your father's here, and here's your mother, dear. It's time we had the parlor freshly painted. Time for us to get reacquainted. Oh, Susanna, take off that old bandana. Dust off the old piano tonight.
Oh, man.
Well, Jimmy, have you got any other ideas for Texaco Town?
Wait a minute. This is serious.
Why, what happened?
There's a policeman waiting in your office. He has a young fellow with him.
Well, I'll go in and see what it is. Come with me.
Right. Hello, Your Honor.
Hello, officer. What's wrong?
This young fellow here, Frank Thompson, he turned in a false alarm.
A false alarm?
Yes, sir.
Come here, young man.
All right, but tell this guy to let go of my arm.
Let him go, officer. How old are you?
16. Any more questions?
16 and already a criminal?
A criminal? For turning in a false alarm?
Well, maybe you don't realize how serious your act was. Tell me, why did you do it?
Well, I don't know. It was just a joke.
A joke?
Well, me and the fellas were talking about how firemen don't do nothing all day. Just sit around taking it easy.
Yes, they just sit around. But remember, a fireman is chained to his post. But when he's at a fire, he doesn't lay down his tools when the clock strikes quitting time. He quits only when he's too exhausted. His wife is never sure he'll come home in time for supper. Sometimes he comes late. Sometimes he doesn't come home at all.
But look, I wouldn't do it again.
You know the old story of the boy who cried wolf just to fool his father? After two false alarms, the father didn't believe him anymore. But firemen answer every cry of wolf.
But you know I didn't do any harm.
Young man, not only in fires, but in floods, in earthquakes, in any major emergency, he's ready to risk his life. And for what? The average pay of a fireman is less than $30 a week. The fireman is always at your beck and call, but to call him just for fun, that's criminal.
Mayor Cantor, may I interrupt you?
Yes, officer, what is it?
Mrs. Jones is outside. She says she must see you right away.
Mrs. Jones? Why, what does she want?
Her husband was badly hurt. When his company was answering this false alarm, the fire truck skidded, sir. He's in the hospital.
Young fellow, did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come closer. You caused the injury of a fireman, you caused the damage of property, and you say you didn't do any harm.
But, gee, I didn't know that.
What shall I say to Mrs. Jones, Your Honor?
I wish I knew. Listen, officer, telephone the hospital and ask them to keep me posted on Jones.
Yes, sir.
Gee, I wish I'd known this before.
Sure. The result of your joke might cost the life of a man, and you, Frank, would be...
A murderer.
Yes.
Shall I send Mrs. Jones in, sir?
Let her come in. Hello, Mrs. Jones.
Mayor Cantor, I came to you because you know what happened.
I know, Mrs. Jones, and you mustn't worry. Your husband will be all right.
Oh, I wish I could believe that.
Of course. Henry is a strong man. He'll pull through.
He's such a good husband. Oh, he's got to live. He's got to live.
Hello. Yes. Mayor Cantor, it's the hospital.
Yes? Oh, that's wonderful, Doctor. I'm glad to hear that. Then he's out of danger. Fine.
Oh, thank heaven.
All right, Doctor. Goodbye. You see, Mrs. Jones, I was right. Now, do you believe me?
Oh, yes, Mayor. I'll go now. Goodbye. And thank you so much.
Oh, Officer, will you see Mrs. Jones home?
Yes, sir.
Gee, Mayor Cantor. Maybe I could do something to square myself.
Square yourself?
Why, yes, I could... Oh, but I forgot. I guess I'll be in jail.
Frank, technically you're guilty of several things. And you could be sent away for plenty of years. And so for destroying property and almost destroying one life, yours too would be ruined.
I guess I deserve it.
You do, but that isn't the best way. You're only 16, but you should have known better. I think you do now.
Oh, yes, sir.
I know you can never forget what happened tonight, so I give you a life sentence.
What?
You go free, but for the rest of your life, promise you'll remind others about what took place here.
Oh, I promise.
I only wish that everyone else, everyone who ever thought of turning in a false alarm, would stop and think how serious it is and would remember the many sacrifices made by firemen. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for a friend. The fireman goes even further. Sometimes he lays down his life for a stranger.
I love to spend Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Sunday with you. Good night.
Our neighborhood Texaco dealer invites you to listen to Eddie Cantor in Texaco Town next Sunday evening at the same time, coming to you direct from Hollywood, California. In the meantime, try Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. When you hear the siren bell, think of Texaco. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.